a little warmer, but it's quite nice as it is. Thanks for because this one's good enough to play all by itself, and it's called.
This is Big Coyote.
What? Big Coyote.
It's not a coyote. It's about an Indian chief by a river in Ohio.
Thank you.
Pop and Woggle.
We should definitely say and Sam too, because he was the only guest.
Absolutely.
On several numbers.
Yep. Sam helped us with it, and we're going to play one another song from that record right now. This is one we all kind of worked on together, and it's called The Travels of Mr. Hulo. Or Hulo, as the case may be.
We were told somewhere in North Carolina that we couldn't say Hulo, we couldn't say Hulot if we wanted to. It had to be Hulo. Hence, I like Hulot myself. Thank you. Country punk disco.
Those were actually two traditional fiddle tunes from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, called Keep It Up in Prince Charlie. Very traditional fiddle tunes.
Send that out to Lady Di, I think, to them. Sam Bush has got a new record coming out soon. Sorry, Sam. You just started me, right? It's only been, what, 13 years? Jeez, I don't want to overexpose myself. Keep the market hungry. I understand you're on Sugar Hill Records now. That's right, Rib. What does it think? Sugar Hill puts it out, the FBI tries to find it. So far, so good. Exactly. I'm with Sugar Hill because they asked me if I could make a record. Sounded great to me. Here's some money. Go make a record. Thank you. Wait a minute. They give you money to make a record? I've been out of the loop, friends. But I'm back now. Bush in 96. I don't want your vote. I just want your money. At least I'm honest about it. The album is called Glamour and Grits. And this song is called Same Old River.
Same old blue. Doesn't really matter what kind. I'd sing a song for fallen angels, try me free in my mind. Then when no one was looking, well, I'd drop my harvest plow. I'd find my own contemporaries and wipe the shame from their brow. Sing on, miracle, sing on, sea, sing on, waters rushing over me. Sing on, moon, sing on, sun, sing on, race that we've always run. Sing on, race that we've always run.
Thank you.
Ride we took once instead of a plane while we were in Turkey. Long and arduous task. And we're going to do a song now of Edgar's. This is called Early Morning. It's a very beautiful song, and Edgar plays it as Edgar does everything. Very perfect. Anybody got a baster?
Yeah, that's not what you said last time, Clark.
Well, I've changed my mind. I like this song now. The song before it, After Dark, I don't like it so much. But I like this one. The one before it is kind of scary, that other song.
I did that on purpose. If you really want people to like it, you gotta give them something that's not so good right before it.
It's called Early Morning. Thank you. Thank you, Maya. We're going to do another song and take a little break and come back and play some even better songs. So hang in there. This is a song of Russ, it's called Through the Gates. Sam gets to play the old fiddle a little bit. Here we go, this is called Through the Gates. Thank you. back in just a little bit. Thanks for coming. Come in. Thank you. is called Open Arms, by the way, and Russ Berenberger wrote that song. This is called Push Too Far. It's a song that Russ and I wrote in my basement a few years ago. And every day we'd add a little bit more to it. And we took about a week and wrote this song. And we wrote it to enter in the International Note Contest in Weezer, Idaho. But we came in second. I think Mark O'Connor won it. It's called Push Too Far, and I think it's Edgar's favorite song in the whole wide world.
Sherry, don't you go saying anything you don't know nothing about.
Thank you.
tune that's too hard for you to play, and about 8 years later, you can almost play it. That was fun. Good one. Yeah, we got one. What's our next tune, boys? This is one that we wrote over in India a couple of years ago. Featuring the drum detuning.
I think so much
playing with this band.
You wrote this tune, right?
I wrote this tune.
Russ wrote this tune. We were in India, and he chased this giant insect around in his sunken bathroom in his hotel room for about an hour with a rolled up newspaper. Told me he hit it 3 or 4 times and just laughed at it. He wrote this song. It's called The Big Bug Shuffle. Here for a little while, so. Hope I see you again.
Thank you.
crib sheet here, actually, our sound person actually wrote it all down. So I will read. The Bales family, well known in Nashville for having started the Grand Ole Opry, had a musical disappointment Sunday night when Scarlett Bales and her friend, Jennifer McMaster, went to Variety Playhouse to see the popular alternative band, Bush. Scarlett's parents had put the bill as a birthday present. Well, the Bush at Variety Playhouse was not a band, but a Sam. Sam Bush, renowned bluegrass musician, was performing with Russ, Jerry, and Edgar. The girls were heartbroken.
Sam, do you smell that?
I do. You smell?
I smell something?
Yeah, I smell. I think I know what it is, Jay.
What is it? What is it?
Love. It's love in this room.
I felt it too. The bill will arrive later.
I'm sorry?
Well, other than the obvious disappointment that the pop group Bush isn't here, how's it going, night people? Well, Spanky, so much. We are having such a big old time tonight. Oh, yeah. That's a sound I love to hear right there. Thank you.
Please, yeah.
guitarist tune here. This is called A Touch of the Hidalgo. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, this next tune is a song that we've been doing for a while and been closing our sets with for a while. It's called the Emphysema Two-Step. And I'd like to thank you all for coming out tonight on a Sunday night. Coming out. Real nice to come into town and see some faces. So this is Russ Barenberg on the guitar. Blake Meyer on the bass. Bush. Douglas. Okay, thanks for coming out. This is called Emphysema Two-Step. See you again. Thank you. We're going to do one more song. We're going to do a song, leaving song. This is a song off of our record, Skip Hop and Wobble. And we find it a really good way to leave. Thanks for coming. And it's a really wonderful place here. This is called Here on Earth. Thank you all, and safe travels. Thank you.